Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betsy DeVos is now the Secretary of Education and is shaking up and angering a lot of people. She's looking basically at punishments that take place under Title IX. You know, you could actually probably go back to the Duke rape case, which went criminal, by the way. But where these three frat guys, lacrosse players, actually turn out to be innocent, but not until they went through all kinds of stuff, including at the hands of the idiot faculties, the thugs in the Gang of 88. And, you know, so essentially it was guilty until proven innocent, and even then there are people who insist they weren't innocent. Similar story took place at the University of Southern California where, oh my gosh, we got to get rid of the Traveler because that's Robert E. Lee's horse. Was a good school at one time. Anyway, what happened is, and I told you the story, a kicker on the football team got into a tussling match for fun. They were horse playing with his girlfriend. Well, somebody saw him and immediately turned him into the secret police. And he was expelled from the school. There was a Title IX investigation. She said, oh, no, 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 we were just playing around. When she told the truth, she was told she must be a battered woman, and that made her feel demeaned and absurdly profiled. With us for a few minutes this morning is Hans Bader, senior attorney at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, member of the regulatory committee, and he's with us for a few minutes this morning. Good morning, Hans. Great to have you on. Thank you.
Great to be on.
I mean, this is it. You know, Casey Jones has talked to her, Casey Johnson. A lot of people have talked about this, where they're, you know, essentially you are, it's Napoleonic law. You're guilty until proven innocent.
And the Obama Education Department told colleges that even if the supposed victim doesn't file a complaint, you still need to investigate. Like I told the University of Virginia, that when people, like when women talk to a counselor and they don't want to have an investigation, that the university still had to investigate, even if they hadn't filed a complaint or even filed an informal complaint. And they told the University of Virginia that it was wrong to stop investigating, for example, when an accused admitted wrongdoing, when they could just go ahead, the university wanted to just go ahead and punish them, and they said, no, you need to keep on investigating, you know, almost for the sake of investigating, which could, you know, re-traumatize a victim. So the ability of a school to just defer to the, defer to the potential victim's wishes and not investigate was essentially taken from them. Because the Obama Education Department would say that this was a violation of Title IX.
Hans, let me interrupt for a minute, because, I mean, the one thing is, and I think we see this, one of the reasons that the cost of college is increasing is how many Title IX compliance officers do they have? They have entire departments fully staffed. These guys have to have something to justify their jobs, right?
Yeah, I know. There was one university which had 55 people, 55 Title IX coordinators, and that's a huge amount of, you know, that's a huge increase in their administrative staff to have 55 for one, you know, even for even a large university.
What does DeVos want to do? I mean, in other words, just want to take a look at it, kind of revise it. You know, and seriously, if it's assault, I mean, that's a criminal matter. That's not something internally to be dealt with on campus.
Right, particularly when it's an off-campus assault. The Obama Education Department told colleges in its 2011 Dear Colleague letter that even if an alleged sexual assault happens off campus, that the college should investigate, when really the police and prosecutors are in a much better position to investigate an off-campus sexual assault. The college may not even have access to relevant witnesses who may have been in the vicinity in an off-campus assault. They can't force them to appear. Their ability to collect evidence and determine the truth is much less than a prosecutor or court. And yet the 2011 Obama Education Department letter said you have to investigate off-campus assaults. And it did that even though federal appeals court rulings like Roe versus St. Louis University have said, generally speaking, that you don't have to investigate off-campus assaults because the Supreme Court's leading Title IX decision spoke about schools or colleges only being liable for what happens in settings that are within their control, and an off-campus party is not deemed to be within their control to the same degree.
Well, now it is.
Well, now they're going to have to try and control it. And, of course, it causes a whole lot of due process problems because, again, they may not even have access to many of the witnesses.
And sometimes they're not allowed to.
Right.
All right. If you guys would like to read more about this, because this is very troubling, and bear in mind, Title IX originally, as I understand it, was put in place in the 1970s, I think it was, and it was to ensure that women got to participate in sports, you know, as well as men. And then, of course, it's always mission creep, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very short little statute that does say that that colleges and schools that receive federal funds cannot discriminate based on sex. When I say receive federal funds, that includes student financial aid.
Oh,
so, you know, pretty much every college in the country is thus covered. But it's a very short law. It just says that they cannot discriminate based on sex. It doesn't say they have to have particular procedures, much less that their procedures for handling sexual harassment or assault have to be radically different.
All right, it's procedures for... I just wanted to give you credit because I got to go here. I got traffic. Oh, God. CEI.org, CompetitiveEnterpriseInstitute.org, CEI.org, and it's Hans Bader, Hans Bader, B-A-D-E-R, and you can read more about it. Let's hope. I mean, she is getting so much pushback. She had one guy, some professor, who said, I hope she's assaulted. You know.
Oh, yeah, there was also a lawyer who said that.
Yeah, that's who he was. Yeah, and he got disbarred or fired or something from the firm, right? I hope.
Oh, that particular firm, I think, separated him.
Good.
For saying that he wished the education secretary would be sexually assaulted.
All right. Hans Bader, thank you much for being on. I hope to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.